This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I've got a story. Basically, sometimes getting caught with the worst thing in the world is better than the alternative.
Okay.
Trust me on this one.
Okay. I've got a story of some good luck and some terrible luck.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Pennsylvania.
You have family up there. Go.
Oh, PA.
We got to change this from stupendously stupid stories to just TX bad accents.
I like
accent
it.
Theater.
There's a 46-year-old man in Pennsylvania who went gambling earlier this month.
Yay!
And he actually won a pretty hefty jackpot.
Let's go!
$57,000.
What?
But the problem is he won't get any of it because he was banned from the casino. By himself.
What?
The man, he has...
You can ban yourself?
If you have a gambling problem, you can go in and say, don't let me in. And so he did that.
He did that to himself?
He did.
And then he went back.
Yep.
And he gambled.
And he won.
Lost. What?
And he...
Because
will not
he's
get
blacklist.
Any of it.
Oh, no.
They can go, like, hey, man,
also,
it's your... Like,
and because he went back, he was cited for trespassing.
Oh, I love it.
I feel so bad.
Why'd he go back?
I know.
Why did you go
That's
back?
That's the stupid part of it. But at the same time, I feel bad for him.
Oh, he's trying to better himself.
Let's just give him a cheer.
Oh, no.
Yay, you won. You get nothing.
You actually owe money now.
Yeah.
Congrats.
That's not good. Okay, well, my story's ready for accents.
Ooh.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
My story's out of China.
Oh, PA.
I got a kid in China. He had some alone time in his room as his roommate in college was not there. Then his roommate came back suddenly.
Mm.
He had been spending alone time with his inflatable friend.
Oh.
His inflatable girlfriend.
Gotcha.
He did not want his roommate to catch him with his inflatable friend. So he ran into the hallway and lit his inflatable friend on fire.
What?
Because rather than be caught with his pants down and a blow-up doll, he thought maybe just burning it would be better. Anyway, that set off the fire alarms, smoke damage.
Oh, my God.
So instead of the roommate catching him with the blow-up doll, the evacuation caused everyone see him standing in the hallway with a flaming blow-up doll.
Oh, no. We've been splitting the rent in half. There's a third person here.
Yeah, no one was hurt in the fire, but that kid is no longer going to attend that school.
No.
He should have focused a little more on his studies anyways.
Yes, he should have. Those were all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.